following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
What's up, Refuge family? Welcome back to another Refuge Daily. My name's Noah, and I'm really excited with what I'm going to share with you guys today. Usually I share a small devo or encouragement found in the Word, but today I'm going to be sharing my testimony and my personal story of how God's grace reached my heart. So, start at the beginning. I was born and raised in a Christian household. My parents were super awesome, super faithful, and very persistent with showing love and care to me as a kid growing up. And they were very much encouragers of me being involved in the church. All the way back to when I can remember me being 5 years old, I was always at our home church. We were there multiple times throughout the week, helping out in different ministries. My dad was an usher. My mom helped in children's ministry and a variety of other things that involved the children's ministry and being leadership there. And I got to participate at a very young age because they'd invite me to participate and serve. I would help my dad. I remember I would help set up ropes for the ushers and help put the flyers on the ropes. I would help my mom in the classroom with the kids, whether it'd be like handing stuff out or just kind of being there. But I was always watching and visibly seeing on how there are these people taking like their time to serve. And that always fascinated me because I always saw such love in it. There was this compassion and this grace towards people of just like, hey, we're here to help, we're here to serve. And it's like no one was requiring them to do that, but they were doing it. So at a very young age, I got a very clear picture of what ministry was, and it was that sacrifice of love and doing it for a reason. I didn't connect the dots of, you know, glorifying God in ministry. That connection wasn't there at a young age. But it did fascinate me, seeing people in the church just serve out of just love. That was what they were doing and what they wanted to do. And so I took up a fascination with that, but I also took up a fascination with concepts like missions. The fact that there were people who would uproot their lives, move overseas, and then start a ministry to simply for the purpose of spreading the gospel. Fascinating, and I loved it. So from a very young age, I grew up with the intention of like, I want to be purposeful in my ministry and I want to walk forward with this. And I want to really pursue God and the idea of like, I want to love people. I want to bring peace to people's hearts and minds. And I could do that by demonstrating this love that was demonstrated to me and that I saw. And so that really, really was my heart as a young kid and something I really wanted to carry on into my life as I grew older. Like many of us, we hit bumps in the roads. And one of the bumps that I ran into was being bullied. And it happened around when I was 10 years old, for like a couple years afterward. It wasn't the same people every time, but just persistently and consistently, I had this issue of whether it was someone using their words to kind of tear me down or physically beating me up. And for whatever reason, that hit hard for me. It really kind of tore my heart. And that concept of like, I was so used to seeing so much love and, you know, respect for, you show respect and love to others, and that whole concept of just like my faith that was just like, hey, I'm meant to love everybody. And all of a sudden I didn't start receiving love from certain people, even though I had done nothing to wrong them in my mind. And so this started to frame this construct in my heart, in my mind of that I had to earn my right to things. And that unfortunately started to include my faith. And I really started to run as growing up into my teenager years, I really started to operate off the concept of I had to earn my way to heaven. I had to earn favor by doing good things. And anytime I messed up, anytime I sinned, anytime I got bullied, that weight on my shoulders would be very much reflected in what I thought my relationship with the Lord was. So I, after being bullied consistently, I really started to neglect the idea of grace. I really pushed that aside. Never had the concept of it fully. Even when I was a little kid, I was like, I'm definitely saved because I love the Lord. But I never understood grace, never understood the power of grace and what it truly meant for me as a believer and growing up or walking through life. And so I held the weight and the guilt and the condemnation of the enemy very heavily in my heart, in my mind, and it kind of drove me to very emotionally and mentally unhealthy places when I would sin. If I were to lie or dishonest, or be dishonest with somebody, I would feel like, oh my gosh, I just completely destroyed my relationship with the Lord. And so instead of being like, hey, I'm saved, I'm forgiven, I can ask, I can repent, I can just keep moving forward, my mentality was like, I have just grieved God so much with my sin that I have to start like all the way from the beginning, like level zero of my faith, and I have to work my way back up. And anytime I sinned, I would fall right back down that ladder, and I'd have to keep working to make my faith better. Oh, sinned again, fall back down. And I just got caught in this horrible loop of just condemnation the shame of my sin being so heavy, a weight on my heart. And this eventually led me to three things that really plagued my life, and three things that I still have to, in my mind and heart, fight today, which was pride, the dishonesty, and living a life of secrets. I started to walk away from the Lord in terms of just respect for people, my parents, really struggling with the ideas of suicide and depression and anxiety, and those things weighed heavy on my heart because I felt that weight of my own sin and thinking that I was the one responsible. I was the one who had to deal with it. I was the one who had to take it off and push it off of my life, and it was all on me. It was in my strength. And so my idea of God really got kind of masked in that. I'm like, God, how could you be so cruel in this? Like, this is an impossible task. And anytime I saw someone faithful, where before it was like, I'm so grateful for their love and their heart towards the Lord and how they want to glorify Him. Now it kind of was just like, how are you guys so perfect? And I'm over here struggling with, like, you know, lying about stealing a cookie. And I'm like, oh, like the weight of all of it on my shoulders. And so I got caught in that loop, that horrible loop of being depressed, suicidal, just allowing sin to really drive me, because I was like, there's no escape from it. Like, what's the point? And it wasn't until God used something, an event in my life, to kind of break me out of that normal routine I was stuck in, that habitual sin and actions and doubt of the Lord and His faithfulness. And it was through the church we were currently at. There were some issues going on with the leadership, and despite our love for that church and my desire to stay there, because I did have friends there, the Lord started leading us, my family, specifically my parents, to like, we need to attend a different church, different congregation. And when we started doing that, some of the leadership didn't like the fact that we were still serving at our home church and visiting other churches to, you know, see where the Lord was kind of pulling and leading my family. And so we were escorted and kind of booted and not welcomed back to the home church. And that hurt a lot, because it was this intense realization again of just like, man, life is hard, and we go through these things, and it really... it woke me up in a way of not being like recognizing what I was struggling with, but recognizing that there's just another thing to pull me out of that routine. I think God really used that event of like, all of a sudden we were unwelcomed in this place that I felt so welcomed and loved at. We were removed from it. And in that moment, I was broken out of that circle, that routine I was caught in of carrying my weight, my shame and my condemnation, because I was being forced into something completely new, something completely out of the ordinary. And the night we were kind of leaving the church for the last time, I had an individual come up to me and speak very prophetically and saying that, you know, your bitterness and anger is going to come to this specific church, to God maybe, or what you're going through now. But don't put those in the hands of the enemy. Like, feel free to wrestle with the Lord and ask for direction. He's like, I don't know where you're at with your faith, but do not allow the bitterness and the anger to be used in the hands of the enemy. Like, there is grace in the Lord, and you can wrestle with God on the things that you struggle with, and that's okay, because God is for you. And so that was a huge, it kind of blindsided me, first of all. I didn't expect it from the particular individual that night, but it also spoke truly to my heart. And that week after we were kind of left my home church, the first church that we started attending was here at Refuge. And I remember showing up on a Wednesday night and just fresh into high school, just confused, lost, hurting from my sin and not understanding grace. And I walked into the back parking lot, and Pastor Jeff, he was the high school pastor at the time, and he was playing basketball with the guys' small groups in the back. And I was like, I don't know any of these people. I just feel really broken, really hurt, and I don't know the direction I'm going. And I felt so welcomed. They immediately started. They included me. I met one of my good friends, Kai Wilbanks, here, and we immediately clicked. It was just this really, really awesome, after being kind of really hurt from the church, to come here and then feel welcome arms into accepting and allowing me to participate and be here. And even though that was all great, I was still, as soon as I started attending here, I kind of got back into that routine again of being like, sin, restart my faith, condemnation, sin, restart my faith, condemnation, and pride, secrecy, and dishonesty were just ruining my life and had those intense grips on me. And it wasn't until that year that we started attending Refuge, we went to a winter camp with the high school. And there was a particular individual that's, I kind of like, you know, the overwhelming, you know, like when you go to the camps, you have the afterglow moments of when the spirit really moves and you feel like that grief and you start crying. And I had an individual who came up and spoke with me, and I kind of just confessed, brought it all out, everything I was struggling with, the routine I kept going in, knowing it was wrong. And I just didn't understand how anyone could, you know, be okay. How anyone could walk with this burden. Like, how are people okay? And then he's like, the individual spoke to me, he's like, well, it's because it's not your burden to bear. You know, the beauty of the gospel is that your sin was carried to the cross. And no matter what you go through, no matter how many times you mess up, there is enough grace. That grace is sufficient enough for you to be forgiven and to put it all. It all was taken to the cross. And you were feeling the condemnation from the enemy, not the conviction of the spirit that leads to repentance and healing and redemption. And it just clicked in that moment when that individual, it was just this individual sit down with me, and I finally felt the freedom to express what I was, you know, going through. And he explained, like, hey, there's freedom in Christ. Like, you this is not your burden to bear, so don't bear it. Like, put that, Christ took that to the cross for you. There's enough grace for you. For you to walk through life and go through stuff, fall down, get back up, and cry in your redemption in Christ, you know, like, it's covered. It's completely covered. Your sin is covered. And it kind of renewed that same fire and understanding that, wait a second, God's whole purpose, the Bible, that plan that he had with his son was, in fact, to redeem and make it possible. Not in our own strength, not in our own might, my own rightness. It was only through Christ and that plan that he had for us. And that was an intense revelation I had in my life of being like, that's why those people would always serve so well and love so well. It's because they knew that they were first loved by Christ. And so they wanted to show that same love to others. And even though that concept might have been there before in my heart and my mind, it was not connected to that. It wasn't connected to my life and that grace that was also available to me. And so from that moment, that fiery passion that I once had as like a little kid serving ministry was reignited in like this flame of like, oh my gosh, like this is insane news. Like, people need to hear this. And it really, that passion to do missions, that passion to serve ministry, started up again. And I started serving here at Refuge, started in children's ministry, went overseas to Kenya and Romania. In Kenya, that's where I met Jonathan Ferguson for the first time. His family was there. And then Romania, Kosti Keenan, got involved with him. And I've been going to Romania for the last 7 years now, every summer. And it's just been this incredible transformation. And none of it was by my own strength. That concept of like, Lord, I have to earn my favor in your eyes. Completely abolished, completely destroyed. Because that's not what it is. It's, I have the opportunity to walk worthy now because there is grace and love. That concept of, I just needed to come as I was and then believe and have faith in the Lord. And then he took that all off me. He lifted that off my shoulders. And that's the testimony of grace. So I hope that speaks volume to me, to you guys, because it did speak volume to me, obviously. Here I am now. just completely humbled by the fact that there is a God who is there, and he's on my side, and he's poured grace upon my life. And no matter what I was going through, no matter what I thought, no matter how much shame I thought I deserved and carried on my own because I believed I truly needed to, God removed that, and he forgave, and he took that to the cross because of his pure love and adoration for me and for us. And so that is, that same hand extends to you. So don't ever, ever get caught in that idea that you have to bear your sin by yourself. That is not true. That is condemnation from the enemy. That is the weight he tries to keep on us, to suppress us, when really there is freedom in Christ and in his grace. So don't forget that truth and hold on to that this Thursday. Remember the freedom that we have in Christ and in grace that he has poured and taken away from us to redeem us. So that is my story. Super happy that I was able to share that with you guys. So I hope and pray that you guys all have a blessed Thursday. And that's it for me.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free my heart.